name is me crying. I'm a lying here still in a lonely spot near where I was killed by a red man defending his native land at the place that they call Little Big Horn. And I swear I did not see the irony when I rode with that 7th Cavalry. I thought that we fought for the land of the free when we rode from Fort Lincoln that morning. And the band they played, that Gary Owen, brass was shining, flags were flowing. I swear if I had only known, I'd have died with my brother at Vicksburg. My brother and me, we had barely escaped from the hill that was Ireland in 48. Two angry young lads who had learned how to hate, but we loved the idea of America. And we cursed our cousins who fought and bled in the bloody coast, on the bloody red. You know the sun never sets on the bloody dead of those who have chosen an empire. But we'd make a better life somehow in the land where no man has to bow. It seemed right then and it seems right now that Patty, he died for the Union. Michael, he somehow got turned around. He had stolen a dream he thought he'd found. Now I never may see that holy ground before I turned into something I hated. And I'm haunted by the Gary Owen. Drums were beating and bugles were a-blowing. I swear if I had only known, I'd have died with my brother at Vicksburg. The band they played, the Gary Owen, brass was shining and flags were flowing. I swear if I had only known, I'd have died with my brother at Vicksburg.
Yeah. Hey, thank you, folks. Appreciate that. Well, you may have noticed these brightly colored shoes I'm wearing. And I know there's some of you out there that have worn these very kind of shoes, these Chuck Taylor Converse high tops. And one particular pair I had for a while, you know, they kind of get that scum in the bottom from wearing them all summer without socks. You can't quite wash it out. Then the rubber starts tearing and then the fabric after. So they were in that state when I got to my friend's house and we were practicing for a couple gigs we were doing. And he said, what size are those? I said, they're nines. He said, just a second. He reached in the closet right behind him and found him a brand new pair in the box still. He said, these don't fit me, so try them on. So I put them on. They fit great. Threw the other ones in the trash. We did our gigs. He left me to keep traveling on and on. And about 2 years later, these shoes, these next pair of shoes were in the same shape as the first pair. Thought I'd memorialize them in song. I'm going to try to memorize them in song. We try to remember them in song. All right. This is called Kelly Joe's Shoes.